These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Steve, I'm 38, I'm a bar owner originally from Skegness.
I'm Fee, I'm 49, an air stewardess from East Grinstead.
I'm Mike, I'm 20, an economics student from Bristol.
I'm Sue, I'm 58, a supermarket price controller from Hartlepool.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But, as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Steve. Welcome to the show, Steve. This is good. You're a bar owner.
Yes, I'm in the process of opening up a craft ale house in Canterbury, bringing the craft ale revolution to the masses of Canterbury.
When do you plan on opening? Because I'm a real ale drinker myself.
Within the next 6 months, yeah.
Perfect. All right, listen, I will definitely pop up and see you.
You can open it for us if you like.
I tell you what, I'd love to. It'll cost you, though. I'll tell you what it'll cost you, a lifetime supply of beer.
Well, I'm sure we could sort that out for you.
All right, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Myself and the missus, we like... going to festivals. We've been to the ones in the UK like Glastonbury and Reading, but we'd like to go, really like to go to the Burning Man Festival in Nevada.
Right, let's do that, shall we? Cash build around, Steve. Each correct answer's worth £1,000. Good luck, mate. Your time starts now. The title of the memoir, Maggie and Me, refers to which politician?
Margaret Thatcher.
Correct. What term for a foreign person working for a family is French for equal footing?
Au pair.
Correct. The fictional Torrance Community Dance Group appears in the video for which Fatboy Slim song?
Praise You.
Correct. What goes before Barbara and Monica to give the names of two US cities?
Santa.
Correct. Opera singer Bianca Castafiore is a character in what Belgian cartoon strip?
Tintin.
Correct. Which former footballer played the Sphinx in the film Gone in 60 Seconds?
Vinnie Jones.
Correct. What letter appears on the logo of the web browser Internet Explorer?
E.
Correct. In Open All Hours, what relation is Arkwright to Granville?
His son.
Uncle. In the story The Final Problem, with whom did Sherlock Holmes fight?
Moriarty.
Correct. To what London team did Didier Drogba return in 2014?
Chelsea.
Correct. Pope Pius IV belonged to what influential Italian family?
Pass.
It's the Medicis. Which former... Crikey! That's really good. £9,000. Oh, happy days. Time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the cinnamon, Paul Sinner, so fast he's already at home in bed watching tomorrow's show? Perhaps it's the beast, Mark Rebeck. The Prime Minister has said that in case of war, they're using his navel as a nuclear bunker. Or what about the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace? He's got 1,000 selfies on his phone. Well, let's face it, who else would want to take a photo of him? Or maybe it's the governess, Anne Hegarty. You know what, gang? She is the girl of my dreams. That'll teach me to have cheese before bedtime. So... Steve, who do you want to take on?
I think Mark.
All right. It's time to bring on the chaser. Oh, I never know who's coming across the bridge. I really don't. Pure coincidence. That's who you wanted. It's the beast, Mark Rebeck.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Hi, Mark, fellow big man.
At last, I get to pick on someone my own size. Well, nearly.
Let's put some money on the table. I've got to say, Beastie Boy, some performance, that. £9,000. Now, you can change your starting position if you want, and if you wish to do so, take a step closer to home. The chaser will offer you...
a very reasonable £3,000.
However, if you were to take a step closer, he will offer you...
Let's start this with a bang.
Go on.
£40,000.
Big money for player one, thank you. Have a chat with your team. Sue.
Excellent cash builder. I think you could easily do the big one.
Yeah, Mike.
I think you should go for the 40.
Ooh, Fee.
I think you're very capable of doing the 40, but if you feel you're happy with the 9, go for the 9, but we need you back here.
Thank you, team. Let's face the table. Steve, choice is yours. 3, 9, 40K.
I'll go for the 40.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Got to have it. Good player.
With his skills, you had to.
Top draw. Well played. Here you go. Steve, for £40,000, the chase is on. Well played, mate. Brilliant. Good choice, great choice. Brilliant. I love it. Good luck, here comes your first question. Let's have one on beer. Come on. Bobby Brown reached the top 10 in 1988 singing about my what? A, prerogative, B, generation, C, ding-a-ling. You've put prerogative.
I think so.
Yeah, because my generation was sung by...
The Kinks.
The Who?
The Who.
The Who?
Yeah.
My ding-a-ling was sung by...
Chuck Berry.
Correct answer is... First one under about prerogatives. Right, step close to home. Chase has put. Easy for the chase, I have to say. For one awful second, I thought, when did Bobby Brown come up? I was going to say Newcastle Brown up. Here's your next question. James Howlett is the real name of which Marvel superhero? A, Hawkeye, B, Daredevil, C, Wolverine. Need an answer? All right, let's see what you've put. You've put Wolverine.
I think he goes by Logan, but his original name was something like James Howlett.
Correct answer is... Oh, what an answer that is. Step close to home, Chase has put. Aye, aye, fantastic, come on. This is it. Wow, well played, Steve. Here's your next question. According to legend, which patron saint agreed to let women propose to men on leap year day? A, St. Andrew, B, St. George, or C, St. Patrick? Need an answer. Ooh, please don't run out of any time. You've put... St. Patrick.
It's a guess.
Correct answer is... Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right also with St. Patrick.
He's just the one there seems to be more legends about than the others.
Yeah. Here's your next question. In which sport is the wearing of one glove common? A, cricket, B, golf, C, boxing. You've put. Golf. Correct answer is... Golf is right. Step close to home. Chase has put. Goes right also with golf. Remains the three behind, two from home. I sometimes wear a sheepskin mitten.
And that's why you play a 56.
Yeah. Quite like it. Here's your next question. Immortalised by Glenn Miller, what was the original telephone number of the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York? A, 65,000, B, 54,000, C, 43,000. You've put 65,000.
Pennsylvania, 65,000.
Hey, did it,
have you given him some of the real ale already?
I'll be having some, love, don't you worry about that. Correct answer is... 65,000 is correct. One from home. Had you gone for the 9 grand, you'd be home by now, right? Chaser has put. Goes right with that. Now, let me tell you something. You've got 3 chances of getting out now with 40K. What an opening head-to-head this is. Are you ready, teams? Here is the first question. Thank you. The title of Mahatma bestowed on Gandhi has what meaning in Sanskrit? A, great soul. B, people's soldier. C, wise teacher. You have put great soul.
It's great soul or wise teacher. I'm not sure, actually. I think it's great soul.
To go through with 40 grand, correct answer is... There's a new beast in town. What's your last name, Steve?
Lily.
We'll have to change that. You'll have to call yourself the Bear. You love bees, the beast, you're the Bear. All right?
Okay.
OK, Beastie Boy, what a player.
Yeah, got every question right, and you just could tell you weren't going to get many of them wrong.
Right, Bear, you're through to the final chase. Well done, mate. Fantastic. Oh, Steve, what a player.
Well, I'm torn between wanting to deprive him support in the final chase and actually really worried about facing him on his own, because I don't think he needs any help.
It's extraordinary. Anyway, look, next to face the chaser, it's Fee. Welcome to the show, Fee.
Thank you, Brad.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an air stewardess, cabin crew.
Oh.
With a charter airline based at... I'm based at Gatwick.
Long-haul flights?
Long-haul and short-haul, yes.
How do you get round all that time difference business and stuff? That's tough, isn't it?
It can be. I think it's tougher for the passengers because they're not used to it, but we are used to it, so we just go by UK time, usually.
Wow, I'd find that so difficult. I really would. Look, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I've been in my new home with my son for 3 years now, and I'd like to add a hot tub to the garden.
Well, good for you. Let's do it, shall we?
Sure.
Good luck. Your time starts now. What George Orwell novel features Pinchfield Farm?
Animal Farm.
Correct. In 2014, which EastEnders character was shot for the second time?
Pass.
Phil Mitchell. What system of weights for weighing gold gets its name from a French city?
Carrot.
Troy. No One Wants to Be Defeated is a lyric from what Michael Jackson hit?
Thriller.
Beat it. The Book of Forgiving was co-written by which South African archbishop?
Desmond Tutu.
Correct. What London store claims to have invented the Scotch egg?
Harrods.
Fortnum & Mason. Concorde flew regular transatlantic flights from what London airport?
Heathrow.
Correct. Which British mathematician ran the World War II code-breaking group Ultra?
Pass.
Alan Turing. What word links a type of circus performer and an Emily Sandé hit?
Trapeze.
Clown. Which sportsman co-owns Frankie's Sports Bar and Diner with Marco Pierre White?
Pass.
Frankie Dettori. £3,000 fee. Happy with that?
Yeah, it could have been better.
It's time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Fee.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Well, I'm afraid, Fee, you're not in this for the long haul.
Oh, really? We'll see.
Let's put the £3,000 in front of the chaser. There we are. Step closer to home, we'll get you an offer of...
-£3,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
She won't even consider it. £20,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Sue.
I think you should stick with the three and get yourself back here.
Mike.
You had difficult questions there. I think you're very capable of bringing the three home.
Bear.
I thought your questions were tougher than mine, and you're good enough to bring back the three, at least, if not the 20.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Thanks.
-3, 3, £20,000. Yeah, it's good. It's good play, though. I have to give them that. What do you think?
The 20 is very tempting, actually. Yep. But I'm certainly not taking a minus figure. Not in a million years. So I'm going for the three.
Good
please.
For you. Good for you, Fee. £3,000 it is. Beastie Boy.
Can't argue with that.
You can't indeed. I like it. Fee for £3,000. The chase is on. Good luck. Here comes the first question. On TV, Dirk Benedict played which member of the 80? A. B.A. Baracus. B. Faceman. C. Murdoch. You've put Faceman.
Yeah. Faceman.
Correct answer is. Goes right, the face man. Step close to home. Chaser's put. Goes right. Comes onto the table. Here's your next question. Which of these buildings was not destroyed in the Great Fire of London? A. The Tower of London. B. St Paul's Cathedral. C. Guildhall. You've put St Paul's Cathedral.
Yeah. Survived, I think. Well, it's still there now.
Correct answer is... It's the Tower of London. Actually, staying where you are, chaser has put... There you go, goes right to the Tower of London. Moves towards us, he's two away. Here's next question. What combined distance is covered in the four track events of an Olympic men's decathlon? A, 1,400 metres. B, 1,660 metres, or C, 2,110 metres? God, that's a tough question. You have put 2,110 metres.
Yep. It sounds like
so it's
a big
1,500
metres. 3,000.
Can't be 3,000.
300. I don't know. I've guessed it.
Is it the 1,500 metres in the decathlon?
1,500 and...
110. The herded metres hurdles. Oh, my. Correct answer is, I think we're right.
Do you?
Yeah. It's the 1,500, the 400.
That's right.
Which makes 1,900, 100 metres, 2,000, 110 metres hurdles. See, I knew we'd work that out, Pete.
Yep.
Well done. Step close to home. What do you need to be a mathematician when we can guess like that?
Sure.
Chase has put. You watch him get it wrong.
You think so?
That was lucky.
And I'd work that out in 0.02 seconds, because I'm good.
That's your lot. Don't want to hear any more about it. Fee, well played. Here's your next question.
Thank you.
Which of these is one of the big five safari animals? A, buffalo. B, hippopotamus. C, giraffe. I don't even know what that means. You've put... giraffe.
Yeah, because hippopotamus is endangered, so it's not likely to be one of the big five.
Correct answer is?
No.
Oh, buffalo.
Buffalo.
Staying where you are. Chase has put. How did you know that? What's that? What does it mean?
The five most dangerous animals in Africa, and hence the ones you wanted to get to prove you were a big hunter.
I thought buffaloes were American.
Cape buffalo.
They wear capes? Like Super Buffalo?
Yeah.
Super Buffalo!
Yeah, and they were rather good at goring people with those big horns.
Chase is one behind. We've got three to get home. Come on. Here's your next question. Complete this closing line from a Shakespeare play. For never was a story of more woe than this of what? A, Antony and his Cleopatra. B, Juliet and her Romeo. C, Puck and his bottom. You've put Juliet and her Romeo. Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Correct answer is... step close to home. Well done. Chase has put... yeah, good.
He knows this.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, Juliet and her Romeo. Chase is breathing down your neck. Here's your next question. In Spain, a bombero would work for which of these emergency services? A, fire. B, police. C, ambulance. You've put... fire.
Fire, bombero.
Yeah.
Sounds like to do with maybe a bomb, explosives, fire.
Correct answer is... it is fire. There you go, put it down. Chaser has put... goes wrong with ambulance! Hey!
No habla español, señor.
Yeah, well, there you are, mate. Yeah, one from home. Here's your question. Good luck. What was Miss Piggy's surname in The Muppet Show? A, Banks. B, Mitchell. C, Lee. You've put... I'm not being funny. What on earth made you put Lee?
Lee. Well, Piggy Lee, Peggy Lee.
Oh, the singer, of course, Peggy Lee.
Yeah, Piggy Banks is a bit too obvious, and Piggy Mitchell's obviously Peggy Mitchell.
Yeah.
So
that's why you've put Lee.
Yeah.
The correct answer is... yes, Lee, well played.
Thank you.
Indeed. Named after the gorgeous Peggy Lee.
Peggy Lee.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
Yeah, absolutely.
I knew that.
Fee, well done. You're through to
Thank
the
you.
Final chase.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Wow, brilliant. Yeah, well done, well done. That's great. What about that? Steve and Fee are through. It's £43,000 in the prize fund. What's going to happen? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Mike. Welcome to the show, Mike. From Bristol?
Studying at university in there, but originally from Northampton.
And what are you studying at Bristol?
Economics, in my final year.
Once you finish, what are you going to do?
I'm actually joining the army next year.
Excellent. Do you want to do a posting?
Well, there's a posting up in Scotland with the army, a place called Kinross. Amazing for your outdoor sports.
Do you like all that sort of stuff, outdoor pursuits?
Yeah, I'm actually a qualified skydiver. I got my licence last year.
Why don't you do it in the parachute regiment?
Don't think I'm quite tough enough for that, Bradley.
Yeah, tough enough. If you can come on this, you can do anything, mate. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd put it towards my skydiving hobby. A good start would be buying my own parachute.
Let's get you a parachute, shall we? I wish you luck, mate. Your time starts now. What slang term for a police officer is shared with small denomination coins?
Bill.
Copper. Mount Everest stands on the border of Nepal and what much larger country?
China.
Correct. Robbie Keane and David Beckham have both played for which US football team?
LA Galaxy.
Correct. On a night like this was a concert tour by which Australian singer?
Kylie Minogue.
Correct. What US fashion company trades on the New York Stock Exchange as RL?
Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren, you're correct. In the Doctor Who acronym TARDIS, what does the D stand for?
Displacement.
Dimension. In 1984, Carl Lewis set the indoor world record for what field event?
Long jump.
Correct. In the film Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, who played inventor Dad Wayne?
Pass.
Rick Moranis. What word can mean both the sound of a car horn and an unpleasant smell?
Honk.
Correct. Which former Take That singer has children named Theodora and Charlton?
Barry Barlow.
Robbie Williams. Mike, $6,000. Not bad.
Very pleased with that.
Right, you ready?
More than ready.
Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Hello, Mark.
Well, you're going to need that new parachute because you're about to fall from a great height.
Let's put some money on the table. $6,000. Well played. Good. Now, if you wish to take a step closer to home, Chase will offer you.
The game situation dictates this. Minus 8,000.
Oh, that's ridiculous. However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
$30,000.
Lovely. All right, thank you. Have a chat with your team. Sue.
I think you should take the six, because you'll know things that we don't know.
Mm. True. Fee?
Definitely go for the six. Don't go for the minus. That's obviously not acceptable.
Steve?
Mike, you're a very knowledgeable man. If you want to go for the 30, go for the 30.
Yeah. Minus eight, six, $30,000. What are you going to do?
I'm not a coward, Bradley. I'm going to take the six.
So he's going in the army. You couldn't imagine anyone from the army going, I'll retreat. You ain't going to have that. Come on, son. You know, $6,000 it is. Yes?
I did paint him into a corner a bit with that.
You did, to be fair. Mike, for $6,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes the first question. What does it mean if two words are synonyms of each other? A, they sound the same. B, they mean the same. Or C, they are spelt the same. You've put... they mean the same.
I enjoyed English at school. Pretty sure that's right.
Correct answer is... that's it, they mean the same. Step closer to home. Chase has put... yeah, they mean the same. Comes onto the table, three behind, four from home. Here's your next question. Which of these is a popular tourist destination in Australia? A, the Bungle Bungles. B, the Jeffrey Jeffreys. C, the Zippy Zippies. You've put the Bungle Bungles.
I haven't actually heard of any of them, but they seem like the most likely.
Correct answer is, it's got to be right. Yeah, Bungle Bungles. Well played. Step closer to home. Chaser has put. Yeah, Bungles, yeah. Bungle. Where is it, do you know?
No idea. All I know is the name.
All right, here you go. Here's next question. Which board game was invented during the Depression by out-of-work American architect Alfred Butts? A, Monopoly. B, Scrabble. C, Cluedo. You've put Monopoly. It's got to be it. If he's an architect, it's got to be it, isn't it?
I'm thinking Scrabble must have been a lot older. It's just a word game.
Correct answer is... Scrabble, staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right with Scrabble. Moves to the ensue. Here's your next question. Which of these dart scores is the highest? A, double 13, B, treble 9, C, outer bull. You've put treble 9.
Double 13 is 26, and the outer bull is 25. Of course, treble 9 is 27.
Correct answer is... Step close to home, well done. Chaser has put...
Unfortunately, he was disturbingly calm there under pressure.
Here's your next question. What pair of initials are shared by the authors of The Third Man and the Female Eunuch? A, BB. B, FF. C, GG. You've put... GG.
Complete guess.
Is it?
Yep.
You're kidding me, right?
Complete guess.
What made you put GG?
No idea.
Correct answer is... GG. Step closer to home. Chase has put...
Graham Greene did The Third Man and Jermaine Greer the Female Eunuch.
Well played. Great guess. One more and we're through. Here's your next question. Which of these would be most likely to have a thermal TOG rating? A, handbag. B, sleeping bag. C, airbag. I hate to say it, but game over. You've put sleeping bag.
I sleep outside a fair bit in my sleeping bag.
Do you? In. To go through with $6,000, correct answer is? Well played, brilliant stuff. Well played, Mark. Well played, mate. Really good. Well done, mate. Yes, through to the final chase. That's really good. I'm pleased for you. Really, really cool. Yeah, great. Excellent. £49,000 in the prize fund. Beastie Boy, you're up against it, mate.
Don't I know it. But let me point something out. I offered Fee minus 3,000.
Yep.
Mike minus 8,000.
Yep.
Sue, you're next.
What is going to happen? It's £49,000 in the prize fund. Will Sue add to or will Sue take away? How will she get on? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Last up, it's Sue. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Thank you, Brett.
From Hartlepool.
Yes.
Now, you're a supermarket controller?
Price controller.
Oh, price wars, Sue. Do you have to go round other supermarkets on the QT and see how much their prices are?
No.
You know what you want to do? Keep this between you and I. Get one of them sticker things that put the prices on all the things. Whack about 10p on each one and just walk round other supermarkets and go, splosh. Splosh, splosh. That's what you want to do. I'm full of good ideas today. What do you get up to in your spare time?
Quite a bit of babysitting.
Quite a bit of babysitting?
I've got 9 grandchildren.
Have you?
Yeah. And we've moved house last year, so we've done a lot of DIY.
So they couldn't find you?
No, they still found us.
So if you won some money today, that's what it's going on?
We just have the front drive now to do.
Good for you. All right, here we go. The time starts now. What country did Julio Iglesias represent at the 1970 Eurovision Song Contest?
Spain.
Correct. What American confectioner makes the chocolate drops known as Kisses?
Pass.
Hershey's. Which Briton won the French Open men's singles tennis title in 1935?
Fred Perry.
Correct. A mezuzah is a parchment scroll attached to a house's doorpost in what religion?
Pass.
Judaism. What goes before Harborough and Drayton to give the names of two towns?
Market.
Correct. An unseen chapter of what Roald Dahl book was released in August 2014?
Matilda.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. In 1963, Frank Weatherman was the last inmate to leave which prison?
Alcatraz.
Correct. In the NATO phonetic alphabet, Delta Oscar Golf spells out what animal?
Dog.
Correct. Which comedian brothers are honorary presidents of Rotherham Football Club?
Chuckle Brothers?
Yes. The capitals of Peru and Portugal both begin with what letter?
L.
Correct. The name of... Very good. Sue, $7,000.
Oof.
Very good, mate.
Better than I thought.
Excellent. Sue, it's time to face the beast.
Good afternoon, Sue.
Hiya, Mark.
Well, I know there are people out there who don't like me. They must be loving this game.
Let's put some money on the table. £7,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
-13,000 pounds.
Dastardly.
If I had a moustache, I'd be twirling it.
However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£51,000.
Oh, mate.
Making it around 100 grand.
Oh, 100 grand, 25 large each. OK, Sue, have a chat with your team. Mike.
Great performance in the cash builder, Sue. I'm more than happy with 14 grand each. Bring the seven back.
Fee.
You've got great knowledge, Sue. I would definitely go for the seven.
OK, Steve.
So you really know your stuff. You did brilliantly in that cash builder. Bring the seven back. Or... 51 grand.
I'll tell you what, that would be great bookends to this show if you ended up going for 51 only and coming
if,
home.
Only if you really feel like doing it.
Thanks, team. What are you going to do?
I'm not going for the 51.
Oh.
I'll go for the seven, wherever it end.
Seven it is?
Yeah.
You sure? 100%.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Chaser?
Let's get on with it.
Let's get on with it indeed. Sue, for £7,000, the chase is on. Come on, Sue. I wish you well. Here's your first question. Which leader of the Liberal Democrats was born in India? A, Charles Kennedy, B, Mingus Campbell, or C, Paddy Ashdown? You've put Charles Kennedy.
I feel it may be Paddy Ashdown.
Why do you think it's Paddy Ashdown? Because he's one I'd have gone for.
Yeah.
Because of his army background.
Yeah.
Correct answer is Ashdown it is. Staying where you are. Chase has put. Yeah, it goes right. Okay, Chaser.
I think for that reason, service family, so there's every chance he'd have been born out in India.
Right, indeed. Here's your next question. What is the internal angle between the minute and the hour hands of a clock when it's 1 o'clock? A, 30 degrees, B, 45 degrees, C, 90 degrees. You've put 30 degrees.
Yeah.
Correct answer is? Well played, 30 degrees is right. Step close home, Chase has put. Goes right, 30 degrees, no problem at all. Here's the next question. John Calico Jack Rackham was a famous 18th century what? A, pirate, B, highwayman, C, MP. You've put... pirate.
It's a guess.
No, it can't be a guess. Calico Jack? Seriously?
Sounds like a pirate.
Correct answer is... it's a pirate. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Goes right, the pirate. Three from home. Come on, Sue. Here's your next question. Which of these gases is the lightest? A, helium. B, nitrogen. C, oxygen. You've put helium. Don't know. I know if you fill a balloon with it, it goes up. Correct answer is. Well played. Step close to home. Helium's right. Chase has put. Yeah, it goes with helium. Remains the two behind, the two from home.
Yes, hydrogen and helium are the only two gases light enough to escape the Earth's atmosphere.
Right, thank you. Here's the next question. In 1844, the Dominican Republic gained independence from which country? A, Cuba. B, Trinidad and Tobago. C, Haiti. Oh, goodness. You've put Haiti.
I thought they were on the same island. You know?
Oh, really?
On the
show, Spaniola. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. You've put Haiti. Correct answer is... oh, what an answer that is. Step closer to home. Well played. Chase has put. Well played. Two chances of getting out. Here's your next question. What does a dish described as au poivre contain? A, pears. B, peas. C, pepper. You've put pepper. Do you know this?
I think so.
You've put pepper to go through with $7,000. Correct answer is... Oh, brilliant.
If you go to a posh restaurant and order peppered steak, it's steak au poivre.
Oh, of course it is.
I thought you said you like peppered steak.
I do, but I never pay any attention to the menu. I just go, pepper steak, please. This is a fish and chip shop. That's all right, I'll have that. All right, Sue, you're through to the final chase. Well done, my dear. Brilliant. 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 Fantastic. Now then, folks, four-step head start. £56,000 rides on the final chase. You're up against it, mate.
If they score less than 22-23, I think they've let me off the hook.
And don't forget, we got Steve, the bear, who's dynamite in the cash builder. How will they get on? Find out after the break. Welcome back, folks. We have a full house and £56,000 in the prize fund. $14,000 each. Steve, what would you do with yours?
I'd disappear to California and Nevada.
Good for you, mate. Fee?
A hot tub and possibly a trip to Australia as well now.
Mike?
A parachute and then a good year out to wave goodbye to education.
Good for you, mate. Sue?
A new drive and holiday, I think.
Brilliant. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase. Set A or set B. Team, you have selected set...
B.
Set B. Of course, the beast then gets set A. Now, four of you made it through to the final. That means you get a four-step head start on the beast, and there it is. That is a massive advantage. Make that pay. Are you ready? Good luck. Your time starts... Now, St. Petersburg and Miami are cities in what U.S. state?
Steve. Florida.
Correct. What relation was Elizabeth I to Catherine Parr?
Steve. Daughter.
Stepdaughter. The pathetic sharks are characters in what adult comic?
Steve.
Fizz.
Correct. What Tim Minchin musical features the song This Little Girl?
Steve.
Matilda.
Correct. The Lambretta Scoot originated in what country?
Steve.
Italy.
Correct. Who replaced Alex Salmond as leader of the SNP in 2014?
Steve.
Nicola Sturgeon.
Correct. Haile Selassie was the last emperor of what African
Steve.
Country?
Ethiopia.
Correct. In the computing term HTML, what does the HT stand for?
Hi.
Hypertext.
Correct. In the Max Bygrave song, what flowers came from Amsterdam?
Sue.
Tulips.
Correct. The Viceroy is a species of what winged insect?
Steve.
Butterfly.
Correct. Who released the 2014 memoir More Fool Me?
Steve.
Stephen Fry. Colorado ski resorts are in what major mountain range?
Steve.
The Rockies.
Correct. Which Irish actor played Tony in the TV drama The Missing?
Steve.
Liam Neeson.
James Nesbitt. The video game Oh Behave features what Mike Myers character?
Steve.
Austin Powers.
Correct. Which Greek goddess is depicted on the Jules Rimet Trophy?
Steve.
Nike.
Correct. Weatherfield General's a hospital in what soap?
Steve.
Coronation Street.
Correct. Which fictional jungle character has a son called Korak?
Sue.
Tarzan.
Correct. Who starred in The Protectors and The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Sue.
Robert Vaughn.
Correct. George Washington was born in what century?
Steve.
18th.
Correct. What big cat's on the British Army logo?
Steve.
Lion.
Correct. The Gagarin Cosmonaut Training Centre is in what country?
Steve.
Russia.
Correct. Which TV character referred to his wife as Erin Dawes?
Me.
Alf Garner.
Arthur Daly. Which Roman emperor had his ex-wife put to death in AD 62?
Sue.
Nero.
Correct. What's the young of a wombat called?
Steve.
Pup.
Joey.
Pup is wrong. Bad luck, Sue. Would have been Joey.
Sorry.
Don't apologise, because I tell you for why. 23 is the target. 19 questions answered correctly and everyone pitched in. What a team.
That's good.
It's time to bring back the chaser.
Not bad. I mean, I normally get through 28 questions in a final chase. So it's very simple. Get 23 right and have 20 seconds left over. Simple as that.
Well, you can't knock him for talking up his game. Remember, if the Beast gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they push him back one step. It's time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. What does Newquay stand for in Newquay Brown Ale?
Newcastle.
Correct. In 2001, which US pop star had a hit with I'm a Slave for You?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
2001, I'm a Slave for You.
It's Britney, isn't
it? Oh, no, not that long ago.
No. We'll go Britney Spears.
It's correct. Back of the net, Mike. Well played, son. Yeah, mate, push the chaser back.
There goes 9 in my 20 seconds.
23 required now. Your time starts again now. What's the highest rank in the British peerage?
Duke.
Correct. Janosz Kadar was the communist leader of what country?
Hungary.
Correct. Terry McCann and Minder had been a professional in what sport?
Boxing.
Correct. What is a baby badger called?
Piglet.
Stop the clock.
Is it a pup?
It could be. Do you know?
Is a badger a dog, so it'll be a puppy. No, puppy.
Pup.
Pup or puppy?
He's wrong. Correct answer is cub. Here we go. Your time starts again now. The Carters and the Tuckers are families in what radio soap?
The Archers.
Correct. What Lew Wallace novel is subtitled A Tale of the Christ?
Ben-Hur.
Correct. In 2014, a glass floor was added to what Parisian landmark?
Eiffel Tower.
Correct. The TV drama The Mill is set in what century?
18th.
Stop the clock.
It's 19th.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. 18 now required to catch the team. Your time starts again now. Which Hindu god is known as the preserver?
Vishnu.
Correct. According to the proverb, if the shoe fits, what?
Wear it.
Correct. Verbier is a ski resort in what country?
France.
Stop the clock.
It's in Switzerland.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. 17. This will be close. Your time starts again now. Which woman wrote the West End's longest-running play?
Agatha Christie.
Correct. What 1958 Truman Capote novella is set in New York?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Correct. What two colours are the horizontal stripes of a zebra finch?
Black and white.
Correct. What state is the USA's biggest producer of wine?
California.
Correct. Which future queen was Arthur Tudor's widow?
Catherine Aragon.
Correct. Most of Argentina's coast is on what ocean?
Atlantic.
Correct. A brony is a fan of what range of equine toys?
My Little Pony.
Correct. What abbreviation of Libra is used for pound weight?
Librum.
Stop the clock.
LB.
LB is correct. We push the chaser back. 11 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Who presented the ITV breakfast show LK Today?
Lorraine Kelly.
Correct. Milton calls what place One Great Furnace in Paradise Lost?
Hell.
Correct. A baseball innings ends with how many players are out?
3.
Correct. The aria Nessun Dormir is usually sung in what language?
Italian.
Correct. What industrial strike ended in the UK in March 1985?
Mine strike.
Correct. Who duetted with Gary Barlow on his song Face to Face?
Robbie Williams.
Stop the clock.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What's
the
dumb
woman?
Robbie Williams, Face to Face.
Need an answer, please?
Gary Barlow.
No, who duetted with Gary Barlow in the song Face to Face? It was indeed Elton John. Oh. OK, here we go. Your time starts again now. What symbol appears on the flag of Burma?
Well, never mind, guys. Well played. I'm just a waste of time.
It's over. That's it. Running down.
Oh, my God.
Bear, how'd you feel?
Fantastic. Well done, Mark, getting that close.
Fee, how do you feel?
Like I'm in a dream and I'm going to wake up in a minute.
Mike?
Drinks are on me in Bristol tonight when I get back.
Good for you, mate. Sue?
Over the moon.
Well, there you are. £56,000, split it four ways, £14,000 each. You've outrun the chaser. Congratulations. You haven't been caught. Well played. Beastie Boy, well played you, though, to be fair. Yeah,
23 should win, so no excuses from me. You've earned every penny. Enjoy the money, guys.
Yeah, well done. Brilliant. What about that? Congratulations to today's team. And they go home with £14,000 each. We've got a new quizzer. It's the bear, folks. You think you can take money from a chaser? Come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.